Hi, everybody. Well, this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show, and today is Saturday, which is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. We'll be going to the Lightship about a quarter till, about 40 minutes from now, and we're going to clear the date for everybody. Remember, this date recycles every year, and this day could be something that could be traumatic for you, maybe, from, 20, 30, 100, 200 years ago. So you never know. So here we go. Let's clear the date. It's 22nd of July, and the year is 2017. Oh, here we go. Let's clear this date. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And look at that one again. There's still some energy there. Maybe somebody's connected to it here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I kind of get a visual of somebody maybe either in the Old West, maybe. We'll just use that term, but maybe when everybody was riding horses, you know, West world, I guess. Looks like somebody got hung today who's listening today. So if your neck feels a little strange or crooked or something, maybe you're coughing up fur balls or something right now, that's probably because you were lynched from a tree or gallows or something. But anyway, here we go. And let's get that off of everybody in case you're all experiencing this too. So here we go, releasing whatever's around your neck. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And so I can't think of probably a worse situation, but you may have something that's recycling right now that's a little different than that. So you have a situation going on in your life that could be some type of emotional situation. Maybe you have pain, stub your one of your toes or something today. Hopefully not, but I think of your particular modality there of whatever happened. So here we go. Let's release that from you. It'll get you off that timeline. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Great. Okie doke. And let's energize the light beams on your monitor screen. So, or whatever you're looking at, if you have the light beams up, you're going to feel peace energy. And this also, you know, always works on the archives. So here we go. So, in fact, just to restate, the healings that I do will work three times on an archive. If you're listening to, an archive more than once, the light beams will always activate for you to give you peace. Just the healings will not work more than three times. So here we go. So I'll use the word stronger. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So, see if Michelle was out there or coming out of the wardrobe dressing room, and see that you got your eyelashes on and got the rouge on your cheeks, and you got your extra your little bandana on your neck and stuff in your head. And boy, you look really good, Michelle. And you got your cowboy boots on. So, how's your voice doing today?
Everything is really good. That's just very silly. I don't think I own cowboy boots, but perhaps I should get some. I do have other cowboy boots. You're funny. Okay, so welcome everybody to Saturday night. And yeah. Okay. We have some good stuff here in the box and a call coming up tomorrow, and it's Saturday night, and I'm really glad to be here, so it's really good for everybody. So Ron, our first question, we actually have a couple, so I'll just go through them. And it's about the object activation, specifically that clearing. So one person has started doing this, and they just have a few questions about it. So the first one, it says they've copied and pasted a paragraph that's actually printed up on the website, and then they have a question about it. So I'll read the paragraph first so you know what we're talking about. It says, if you have already activated an object, do not reactivate your object with the same energy or a different energy until it loses its previous light-coded vibration. If you attempt to reactivate your object before it loses its charge, its previous light code will become neutralized. You cannot reactivate a past light code for enhancement with new light code. So their question is, how do I know for sure when an object loses its charge?
That's a good question. You'll know as it will have its own personality. It will pick up energies around, the room that it's in, possibly. So it'll be working with, the law of cause and effect, and it won't feel the same. And so, know how it, just sense it, actually have it activated. And then from there, if you notice that it's changing somewhat, then you're going to know that it needs to be recharged. And yes, it will take on a different light code energy. Let's just say that you did something. Let's just say you have a glass of water. So you're charging an object, which is the water. So you charge it up, say at noontime, because you want to have a glass of water for lunch. And you drink half the water, and now you come back to 2 o'clock. It will still have the charge of noon on it. And now if you reactivate it, it's going to be body compatible for you from, say, 2 o'clock if you wanted to recharge it at 2 o'clock. It will change. That's why when you do the 7 containers of water for weekly water, which we do on Wednesdays, each water is designed to work with you for each particular day, and it works sequentially in order. So, if you do the water charging, we'll say on Wednesday, and it's in the evening, then you could either drink it if you wish, Wednesday, or typically you have it the day after. And so your water bond would typically be used on Thursday. And if you drank all of it, then you could go to Friday's water if you ran out of it, because it will work sequentially and give you what you need for your body at that particular time. So each one is actually in tune with you throughout the week. And some people do get one water and they go, well, I just can't stop drinking this water. And they go, geez, I don't have any more water like after, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. What do I do now? Because I'm still kind of thirsty. Well, then take the next day's water. Now, if you don't drink a lot of water and you have some left over, then you can take the water, maybe put it into a foot bath or bathtub or something that's left over, and then, the next day you're using the next water. The activations will change each time you do one. And as far as wondering when the activation is over with, if you have like a piece of jewelry and you're wearing it, it'll take on your energy eventually, maybe within a couple of days. So you want to keep it neutral so it can radiate peace to you, because it'll be neutralized and just have peace energy. But, naturally everything starts to soak up people's energy or your energy as the days go on. Well, back to you. Hopefully I answered that question.
Yeah. Okay, so then they have a second one about it. It says, what does it mean when you say you cannot reactivate a past light code for enhancement with new light code?
Because everything is changing, and it's body compatible to you. So, we'll just make it simple. Every hour, you're different. And so you don't want to go back to a past light code an hour ago, because it won't be compatible to you. So not everything works in the now. And then from there, it works into your future until you reactivate something different. Well, you're never going to want to go back and activate something from the past, because it's not going to, it's in the past. Everything works from the present. And once you activate it and it's neutralized, or you put something into it to help you out, then it'll run its course and it will disconnect from you or change or not be active because you have changed. Remember, it's just taking your frequency at that time, recognizing you when you're activating it, to give you peace in that present moment, and then to also give you what you activated it for. As you change your mindset or you become more peaceful, then it probably won't respond to you the same way. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay. All right. And on the same clearing, they were wondering, what do I put in the object activation clearing boxes?
That's kind of up to you. Some people want to have like a protective type energy around them. Maybe you're going into a place where there's a lot of black widow energies or octopus energies, and you want this your little pendant or ring that you're wearing or something like that, or your clothing, to help to repel the aliens that are trying to connect to you to steal your energy. So you can just put that into the boxes there. So you can activate something with according to your own wishes there. Well, back to you.
Okay. And then they specifically say, well, I have a pendant that I use for abundance and prosperity. Can I do money for abundance and prosperity too?
Well, money is in duality, so I wouldn't, I really wouldn't look at it that way to use it to try to draw something to you, because then it's the law of cause and effect. You have to come into oneness with the money situation. You have to become money and then have it neutralized. So your body has to become money. And then when you become that, then you're automatically there, and then you can draw something to you in life versus using the cause and effect and the law of attraction. That's the difference, is that those clearings are designed, or anything on the website, is to bring you peace. But if you have a pendant that's programmed to draw money to you, well, then it's, you're going to be drawing the opposite to you, too. You may get money, and then the pendant's going to be used with the law of cause and effect to have the money taken from you. So that's the old Earth energies. You want to get into the new Earth, where everything is in perfection. So back to you.
Okay. And just one more time, they also wrote in, it said about that object activation clearing, there are two choices, predefined or custom. I just did 9 predefined choices. However, I noticed that the bullet was selected for custom, even though I used the drop-down menus in predefined. Do I have to redo the 9 objects with the bullet on predefined? Or am I okay to assume that the object has been correctly activated? I had each one in my hand and did them one at a time.
I think they're fine.
Okay. Good. So that's it. Yeah, I had that one too, and I think I charged up several different pieces of jewelry. Would you do anything else?
Could do your clothing.
Clothing?
Yep, clothing is good.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. I actually can think of something that would really be good for that. Okay, so this is a comment, Ron, about somebody that did the clone release call, which is a Thursday night call. It said, hi, Ron, took us to a room on the light ship on the Thursday conference call. The Root Room, R-O-O-T. It was wonderful. I saw a baby bear helping me get the roots, to name a few. Oh, I guess the baby bear was helping him get his roots. Burdock, dandelion, my mouth was salivating. In the past, used them for springtime liver cleanses. Ginger, golden seal, ginseng, yum, yum. Oh, so the different plant roots. And they're wondering if we can go there tonight along with the herbal room. Playing and swimming in the water room after the call was awesome. Thanks so much. Very cool.
Yeah, we just bring it up when we select rooms, and Michelle, maybe tag that or something.
Yeah, I'm going to copy and paste that.
And I do want to clear a planet tonight, so maybe somebody wrote something for some type of planet. I can do that maybe in 5 minutes here, so if we have somebody that, or if we have something already in there. So back to you.
You do. It was suggested we do Jupiter tonight, unless anyone else has any
okay.
idea.
We'll do that in 5 minutes then.
Okay, cool. Okay, let's see here. This one is about the Alien Freedom Bundle Code, and I think that we are working on that. It's not really a question. I think it's something that we're going to just get together, so I'll just find another question. Okay. This is about handlers. It says, I apologize. I didn't hear what the handler is. I missed that. Please, could you give a quick sentence on what that is? Thanks so much and many blessings.
A handler is somebody who keeps tabs on you. And they could be, typically, the physical body would have. Let's put it that way. So, a physical body could have something, or would have, I should say, not could, it will have, that's better, a alien life form inside of it. They may not be in it all the time, but it could show up periodically when it wants to see you, to see what you're doing, and to keep tabs on you. That's what a handler does. So you could be, doing something that, maybe the aliens don't like, so they put a handler maybe in your dog or cat to watch you. Could be a person, naturally. And a lot of times the handlers will switch off to somebody else because, the person is maybe too close to you, and they need to get somebody else to interface with you. So it's kind of like the movies you see on TV, where maybe there's some type of, I don't know, if I could use the word agents, that normally it's people who tend to scope other people out. So maybe there's five people lined up on the street on different corners, and you're walking down the street, and then one person starts walking and follows you, and then they stop and maybe turn right, and then somebody else takes over their job, or watching you, and they walk the next block. So that's kind of what handlers do. They keep tabs on you, and they report in what you're doing. And it could be also connected to, the numbers that you see all the time, because they want you to make sure that you're behaving like a good slave for them. That's about all that I can say on it. So remember, there's other tracking devices too. So they're trying to keep tabs on you. So you could get it off maybe by doing the different alien clearings. There's a lot of free ones there that you could do. And typically the way to get rid of a handler is not to see him any longer. And you will know. They probably won't like that you spotted them, and they may get really upset or something. And then you're going to have another one take your place. Oh, back to you, Michelle.
Oh, gosh. It's interesting. That somebody would keep tabs on you, and like you say, they want you to be a good slave. A good slave is happy about where they are and oblivious at the same time, and that suits them, but it doesn't suit you probably. So it's definitely good to pay attention and figure out who that person may be and how you can get away from that control. Because, you know, when you're peaceful, that's the ultimate, that they don't get any energy from you. So, okay, thank you for that. It's always good to know. You've talked about it several times before, and it's always good to go over that one. So thank you, listener, for writing that in. Okay, so this one says, clearings and when to do them for later issues. So this person writes, I got into a bad situation a few years back, and when that was totally over, I could not remember all the different times and issues that came up or exactly when. So they just feel like it was done. I made sure I had unlimited clearing for all my clearings, and then I went back and redid every single one, and I did this by doing each whole life clearing from the beginning to the present moment, and then did unlimited for each issue involved within each clearing, at least all those that I could remember. And then it says, yes, maybe it wasn't all needed, but for me it was quicker than trying to remember how far back I needed to go for each different clearing, as I had many clearings and many issues to clear. Is the way I approached it okay?
I think you did perfect. That's great. Taking advantage of the unlimited and knowing that you need to be up to date to make those clearings with your baggage on it, which would be your issues. You know, maybe it happened 2 years ago, we'll say, hypothetically. So, you know, you took the clearings with the unlimited, and because you already did the whole life, then you use the unlimited to bring you present to the present moment, and that clears out your past history or her story. And it should get rid of some of the memories that you have about the bad situation. But you don't want to carry memories of traumatic things, because it puts you back on those timelines. Like, for instance, well, maybe you had a car accident or something, let's just say 10 years ago. And that's still bothering you because, you know, the day comes along, and maybe it's one of those really high-energy days where it's the 20th or 21st of the month, which we just had, days of 22nd. So we'll say that 2 days ago, hypothetically, you know, somebody had a car accident on July, say, 20th, okay? Every year, energy comes back, and you look at it, and you go, yeah, that's the day I had that bad car wreck, you know? But right away, you're on the timeline of maybe 10 years ago. And now you bring all that baggage forward. And maybe you had to have some type of medical assistance operation. So right away, you're in the operating room, and you're dealing with all the nurses and a doctor and, you know, all that stuff. They're prodding you to see what's wrong with you, maybe a special test. You know, you're just reliving all that trauma completely over again. The aliens love that. So you do the clearings. You probably want to do a pain clearing if you were in an accident and trauma. Naturally, you're going to be in fear. You know, there's many other clearings that you could probably do. That relates to your car accident. You find out which whole life clearings do that. But once you clear all those off of you, then you should not be able to have any emotions at all when you look at your car wreck. It's like, oh, well, been there, done that. It'd be like going to Disneyland or something, having a great time. Been there, done that, and I don't have to focus on it. And I'm not going to relive those energies over again because it's only going to harm me. So then you're on those timelines. So you want to clear the timelines and stay off of them. Don't look back. Do the clearings. And since you have the unlimited, that keeps you current. And then you're brand new again. But you do have a choice. You can bring and open up that garbage can that's kind of smelly and stinky from 10 years ago that's still festering. And, you know, you can activate it over again if you want to do so. That's your choice, but normally it's so far removed from you, you're not even going to want to look at the garbage can. You won't even hardly see it. But if you keep prodding and looking at it and thinking about your past situation, what happened to you, then once it comes out of your mouth, you're on that timeline. You got to do the clearing all over again because you those to activate it. And normally you don't look at it. And what happens is one of your friends will say, remember that accident you had back in, July 20th of, 1995? And you go, oh, God, they just activated it, and now I can remember the ambulance coming. You're taking their thoughts of what they knew about it, right, because you explained it to them, or maybe they were there. Now they're giving you that timeline as a wonderful gift, and now you're on it because they're now animating that timeline, and you got drawn back into it with all this stuff. Hopefully you understand that. That's why most people who do the clearings, I don't want to stay away from people because they don't want to have to redo the clearings over again because you have a good friend who wants to bring it back into your reality, and you already got rid of it. So you're not in peace. Now if for some reason they watched you get this accident and they bring it up to you, then you know that they're going to probably bring it up every year. Then do an emotional clearing for them. Pay for it, do their whole lifetime one, get it out of their system. Maybe they were in the car with you. Oh, you have this reunion, and you go, oh, God, I'm in up again, and this person wants to now go over what happened. Do a clearing for them so that they forget about it, because they're just, cause you harm. And this is why a lot of people around, the holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas, this is why they end up doing their whole family members' emotional clearing so they can all meet and not have all these buttons pushed from everybody. Because the people will put you onto that timeline. Some people say, yeah, I want to get sick. I want to just say, I'm sick. I don't want to show up for Christmas this year because, I got 10 brothers and sisters and they all have something to share. And, I want to keep my clearings the way they are, where I'm peaceful. And I don't want to have to redo everything. And so that's one way. Some people just create a reason why they can't show up. So back to you.
Okay. Ron, did you want to do the planet clearing now?
Yeah, I guess the clock's moving, huh? So we're going to do, Jupiter today?
Sure.
Not what it was? Okay, here we go. So everybody, just kind of tune into your body now. See what just released from you, or you might feel your body get freed up. Maybe you have something that's aching or your body's tense. Tight muscles or something which you don't really know about until they get loosened up. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. And here we go. Let's start to focus on that planet here. We'll get the time-traveling soldiers. And right now we're checking out where the transmissions are coming from that are connecting to you. So here we go. And if you wanted to bring up Jupiter on your computer screen, just go maybe to Google or something like that, pull up images and just get a picture and watch it change. It will start to change for you. Maybe the larger the better if you have a choice to look at it here. Well, here we go. And it doesn't matter if it's a fake looking Jupiter or not. You don't know if that's how it looks anyway. I'll tell you how it looks, but pull it up, and that's what we're dealing with right now. So here we go. Doing some energetic hits with it now. And you might even feel some of the aliens fighting back. Your time-traveling soldier, if you enlisted, you're right now activated, and you are working to take out these, quote-unquote, bases, transmitting towers or whatever is there that's causing harm to people here. So, yep, here we go. There we go. So what I perceive right now, we're working on the very top of the planet, maybe from typically 11 o'clock to about 4 o'clock, that area there. And it's on the surface. If you look at it, it'll be the outside ring on that. I didn't use the word ring because there's no ring on it, but it'll be the surface of the circle, okay? It's interesting how all the planets are completely round-looking, how they do that. So anyway, more hits here. Okay. there's quite a few going on there. You might actually see the colors change. I don't even see explosions happening here. Taking out some more stuff here. Things are trying to escape, so we're taking those out too. Whatever's there, trying to leave, alien ships, etc. Etc. could be things we really can't talk about on the radio show here. Oh, more hits. If you want to give us a little quick ditty about what you saw happening, that'd be great. Give us questions at Yahoo or the chat box there. So here we go. More hits happening here. And nice to know how your body is reacting to having this energy taken off of you. Okay, that feels okay. Okay, back to you, Michelle.
Okay, wow, that was a very interesting trip. Thank you, Ron. Okay, actually, this next question or comment is about being a time-traveling soldier, and it says, bleed through. Since I enlisted, I have been having dream or between wake and sleep experiences of aliens. It can be frightful. Do you think it is related to my enlistment? Can there be bleed through from being out of time to my waking state?
Yes, it can. So if it bothers you too much because you're seeing what's actually going on out there, you're actually seeing reality. But if it bothers you, you can be telling you want a different job or something, or, you know, de-enlist and, you know, not do it any longer if it's too frightful or bothers you. Most people can't wait to want to battle the aliens because it's the only way you can get even with them. So they're happy, even if they wake up, you know, kind of with sore muscles or something or whatever. They just overlook that and know that they're doing their job, getting rid of these aliens that are been harming you for all these centuries, or could have been 100,000 years. With these suckers. So this is your little one-time experience, we'll say, or whatever that would be. It could be a couple of years of enlistment or whatever to take these things out and to help them from taking over the Earth. This is the only chance that you have to do this here, and you're lucky that you're able to do it. Well, back to you.
Okay. No, I just see that recently we did get a second request for another planet. Should we wait, or would you like to know that one as well?
Nope, we'll wait for the next BBS show.
Okay, great. So that, because the suggestion is very good, and we will do that at another time. Okay, so we haven't gotten any comments about that specifically, but we do have a question. Does everyone have a handler, as I don't seem to have one that I am aware of?
I really can't answer that. Everybody has one. So I really can't say, you know, I would say probably 95% of the people at least have handlers. So remember, and even the handler could be, you know, making you, connecting, going into your body to robotically control it, see what time it is when you want to see that number 1010 all the time or something. Back to you.
Yeah, I mean, I guess just because they're a handler doesn't necessarily mean they're abusive or annoying. They could just be somebody who peacefully stands at the sidelines. Is that a possibility, Ron?
Yeah, it could be. And, you know, and they're spying on you. That's the bottom line. So they're seeing what you're doing. What's that? The Santa thing, you know? knows when you're sleeping, knows when you're awake. You know, so here we go. If Santa Claus is your handler. So back to you.
I think even you've mentioned in the past that it could be a pet that you have.
Yep, even your goldfish could be one.
Well, I think you would have pretty easy if it was a goldfish. That'd be all right. Okay, so, and another person asked for entity removing. I wanted to know, once an entity is removed from the body, where does it go?
Entities are terminated. So they're just zapped, and they no longer have any type of resonance to anything. So they're just gone and into molecules.
So in a way, you could kind of attract them and capture them and basically get them to completely be gone from this planet forever if you constantly have that clearing on yourself or ran it on a regular basis. Could be helping out a lot of people.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. And just think how many entities come into people watching sports games, you know, when they're at some type of stadium or something, you know. And the entities can hop from one side of the stadium to the other and have a lot of fun. So back to you.
Can get people very excited by a lot of hot dogs, sodas, and, you know, what do you call it, like paraphernalia, like little hats and things. Make you spend all your money on that sort of stuff. Okay, so this one says, gym clearing. Thank you, Ron, for the clearing you did for me after I told you about my gym encounter last night. My lungs and air passages felt fully cleared this morning, and I felt much better. Unfortunately, I continue to have a fear sensation around not getting enough oxygen to my brain. Not sure what is happening, but I started a timeline crash around my alien dream and also a head accident I had as a teenager. It has been helping. So the question is, can a timeline be crashed on a symptom without an event or a dream?
Yes, it can.
Okay. So you just write in...
your thought itself will put you on a timeline. So that's why, you know, you may want to try to curb your thinking if you can and not get caught up into emotions. Because once you see something of anything, you're on that timeline. And like I say, let's just say that, I don't know, I'll pick an event here that everybody is probably used to seeing or know about anyway. We could use the death of JFK, and they have all that film footage that comes forward with what happened. So once you hear about that, you're on that timeline. And if you're watching TV and they're bringing it up on that particular day that happened, cycling it over again. I think Walter Cronkite was one of the people on there. But anyway, once they bring that up to you, now you're on that timeline. And everybody watching the TV at that particular time is also on a timeline. So you have all these friends, maybe millions of them, that you don't even know, that are on that timeline with you. And you're experiencing their emotions, and they're experiencing yours, and now you get slimed. And you may be having thoughts or nightmares about what happened and how you thought, you know, after that happened and everything else that goes through your mind, you know, that poor person, et cetera, and I wish he was still here, and you know how things go. So anyway, that's what you're on, and you're bringing all that trauma to you, and now you're living it. And if you don't get off the timeline, can almost guarantee that you will be looking in 1 year for that same particular show to come on to reinforce the timeline that you're living on. because you have all your friends that you don't even know physical here who is on that timeline with you. But there you know them all, okay? And maybe you're all maybe on that timeline reliving the exact day when it happened. And or maybe you're living another particular event. Maybe you're in a bar scene or something, and they're playing that particular video in the bar, and you have all these people that's drinking, that, and you're on the timeline, and now you have all the entities in the bar hopping into you. And remember, it's all connected to your to you being here. Well, you're getting entities from drinking, you know, on a timeline in a bar watching the JFK assassination. Okay? So that's how bad it can get. So back to you.
Okay, great. Well, then they say at the end, it is so relieving to be able to do these healings with your help and the light ship. I appreciate it very much.
Remember, you want to get stuff off of you. Only thing we can give you back is your spirit, which you know, could be around your body or something. So you got to clean yourself out to have your spirit be with you. Otherwise, it may not be. So that's the whole thing. All the clarions are to release stuff from you, not to give you anything like DNA attunements or some type of you know, transmission from the beyondo. You know, there are people that that I've heard about anyway. Once a week, there'd be some type of Metatron transmission or something, and somebody could have it at a certain time. Maybe they have a conference call. Maybe they have a computer up, and you know, or they just sit at noon, you know, their time, and meditate for an hour. This Metatron or whoever it would be transmission. And they just get, you know, down the rat hole even further, because the aliens just love that. Oh, for these energies that you think are divine beings or masters, they don't exist here. They're gone. But the light of the darkness re-energizes them, and they fool all types of people. Oh, next time you hear somebody channeling so-and-so, know it's the light of the darkness, and may not want to go to that. Information could be great, could be great information. No, but you're being hooked up. Oh, very careful. Run, don't pop. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay. Ron, it is about 1:45. Would you like to go to the light ship?
Yep, so... I'll have you bring some rooms forth here if you like. Well, so here we go. It's Only Works Live on the show today if you're listening. If you're on an archive listening to us, then you're going to feel peace energy. And bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And if you have a physical problem, which is what we're going to be working with, you may want to put your hand in that location maybe. That's a good way to, you know, instruct the light beings too, but you will be conversing with them, some way, somehow on the light ship. And, you want to just keep requesting your healing. Maybe I want to whisper it or say it out loud, maybe every, 15, 20 seconds, because they're only in the now, which means that, they will do as much as they can do. And then from there, up to you to request more if it's not fixed. In being back and forth, but your emotional body and all the other bodies that could be contaminated here, which gave you your problem, if they're not cleared, you may not have the results that you're expecting. And again, you might have wonderful results, but remember, these energetic bodies gave you the problems because they're contaminated. So here we go. I'm going to go up to the light ship. Bringing up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. So going up, I'll count to five. You're completely out of time in source energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We always go into the hot tub room first, and your pets and animals and everything else you brought up, trees, et cetera, are in their own particular base place on the light ship for healing. You don't have to worry about them. They'll have their own healing done to them. So hot tub room first, and there's different color gels. I'm seeing a purple gel, like a lot of people are requesting that. I'm also seeing a green gel and a gold gel. So here we go in there. This is for detoxification. Going to go into a room that I see is the rainforest room. That's very pretty. I'm seeing dragonflies. So what other room would you like to have, Michelle?
Hummingbirds.
Hummingbirds. Okay, here they come. So there's always three of these coming to you. So here we go, and request your healing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Great, okay.
And rainbow?
Rainbows, okay. Here we go, rainbows. Mm-hmm. So, boy, there's a lot of colors there, more than we have here. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke.
Okay, and then there's the root room.
Root room. Roots of different types of herbs, I guess, that you can ingest. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And there's many rooms there, so you're at free choice to select the room that you would like to go into. Maybe want to go into all of them. Okay, back to you.
Okay, how about rainforest?
Hey, rainforest. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. We'll do two more rooms here.
How about dragons?
Dragons. Okay. Here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And one more room.
And how about bears?
Hey, here's the bears coming. So it looks like black bears is what I'm seeing here, although you could have brown bears or polar bears. So here, white ones. But anyway, here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. I want to go into one of the water rooms. So we're going where the dolphins are and the whales and the manatees. So here we go. Request your healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And we'll come back to the light ship now. So we're coming back down. So we're getting our animal, pets, flowers, tree, garden, plants to come with us. And I'll count to 5 as we come back here. You're going to feel the energy in the room change completely. Right now you're out of time. So as you look at things, they're not connected to you. And the time-based reality, they're... may have some energetic cords, but normally you won't feel that till the show ends. But coming back, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, Michelle, I guess we got, what, maybe 10 minutes to go here, approximately. So do we have any comments on a clearing, I guess it was, what was it, Jupiter tonight?
Oh, I haven't seen any yet. Let me keep looking because we just got a few more in, but... let me give you this question in the meantime, and then I'll look for another one. It says, how would people know to ascend if there is only one person on the planet every 2,000 years? Like one person like you or Jesus.
Well, your spirit would know. Remember, you don't need to know. Your spirit already knows what's going on. It's your mind that, is the trap for you. And giving you maybe the thoughts. So you don't have to worry about it, but you want to clean out your body or your thoughts are not going to control you. Like what happened with Jesus 2,000 years ago. Everybody went sideways, and the dark side took everybody to a cloned Earth and then brought them back again when the Earth got rematerialized again. So the whole thing is to clean out your body. And thing is true that Jesus did 2,000 years ago as it is now. Out your body so you can have spirit energy that your body will be able to hold light, which is what it was created from. Otherwise it's darkness, and that the darkness parts of you will never ascend. Back to you.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I gather that you kind of mean we don't necessarily need to know about you or about Jesus, but if you're already peaceful, the event will occur for you, or you will go anyway, because you'll already just be what you kind of where you need to be for it to happen for you.
Yeah, in a sense, but you still got to clean out your body. Mm-hmm. So being peaceful is one thing. That's more of a mental thing. You can get really peaceful on drugs, we'll say, but you're not going to clean out your body by say, taking drugs or something. You need to do the physical clearings to get rid of densities in your body so that your body can hold light energy. Otherwise, the darkness takes its place. Just think of kind of like a post office box. So as you open up your post office box, and you probably have zillions of these things, trillions of post office boxes. So every cell, you could say, would be one of these in your body. So as you open up one of your doors to one of your cells, what's in there? Is it cleaned out? Is it full of light? Or is it full of darkness by your thoughts and contaminations from your ancestors? How many post office boxes do you have when you go and you open them all up? The ones that hold light will do the ascension. That part of you will ascend. The ones that are full of darkness, which could not hold your spirit energy, because your spirit would be in the ones that have life, those parts will be basically taken by the darkness, like what happens every 2,000 years anyway. So it's this time the Earth is not going to be rematerialized typically, so you'll be on a cloned Earth for eternity, and the light is not going to look for a cloned Earth to find you. So back to you.
Okay, so I remembered as you're talking this particular story about Jesus, talking to thousands of people, and they stayed there for several days. And you have to remember, this was a time when there was no mass media. So, people just knew that, their neighbor went away 2 days ago and he hasn't come back yet. So they started walking that way and then found a group of people. And there was always this assumption that Jesus had these teachings or he was saying something important, but he probably couldn't be heard by most people. But it makes more sense when you realize that he was probably doing what you do, which was pulling the densities out of his audience members and healing their emotional bodies, and it just felt great, so they just hung around.
Yeah, that's a good way of stating it. Yeah, and then when you're in peace, you're not caught into time. You could be there, and plus, back then, because of less, interference with the darkness, you could actually live on life force energy from your spirit. You wouldn't have to eat. You could be there for a whole week and not even eat. So there's the source energy, which your body's made up of, already has energy to have you sustain life. So back to you.
Wow. It's almost like we don't even have a concept of that right now. It's just, wow, how could you not have to eat, because we have to so often, because there's so many things like pulling our energy. So that's just very fascinating. So thank you for that, Ron. Interesting. Okay, so this one says, thanks so much for the clearing at the top of the show. Have a violent reaction, coughing and throwing up. Wow, grateful. So what you did at the top of the show was you thought that somebody had died by hanging on this day in another lifetime, and you cleared that for probably, obviously, this person and probably several others.
Yeah, let me do a clearing to help you out a little more here. So if you were hanged or something similar, maybe as a strap or something, I'm going to take that off of you right now. And other people could have it also. So here we go. Releasing it here. So kind of think of what you see in the Western movies, They have this tree and you're on a horse, and you have this noose around your neck. And here we go. I'm going to take that off now. So I'm loosening it up here. And there we go. and it's about twice its size now, at least the loop anyway. And now we're going to take it off of your head, going past your ears now, and now it's on the top of your head, and it's gone. Now I'm going to work with your neck, because your neck may have a condition there. Maybe something could be on the throat, it's not working properly, you know, crushed or something or whatever. Oh, here we go. Working with your vertebrae in your neck. You may want to move your neck around a little bit. You might hear some snap, crackle, pops, maybe. Here we go. More energy. And there we go. And untie your hands if they were tied behind your back. Here we go. Taking that off of your wrist now. And here we go. And neck's feeling pretty good, working all around your neck right now. That feels pretty good to me. So you want to do timeline crashes on this here to get rid of this. So I would do one for maybe something around your neck. Also, you want to do, you know, something maybe for breathing. Maybe having your maybe esophagus, maybe having a, you know, whatever, crushed or something. You know, you're going to know what you need to clear on timelines. Now, since this is all the same situation, okay, you can do multiple timeline crashes at one time. So you don't have to do them one at a time because you're dealing with having this thing around your neck. So, you know, you may even find like there's five situations going on when that happened, okay? You could do all five at once, but just know that your body has to heal. It'd be, you know, since we're on, you have one more day left typically, and you're probably not going to work tomorrow, you might want to just hit this really hard and do that tomorrow, but you might feel a little different Monday, and you could even be tired, so just know that that could happen. Well, here we go. That feels pretty good to me. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, fantastic. I'm sure that helped a lot of people. Thank you very much. Okay, so somebody has a question. When you clear the planet, is it just released from the people listening or all humans on planet Earth?
Just people who are listening.
Okay. All right. And then another question. This person uses the dark side practitioner clearing to clear handlers. Would that work?
It could work, but remember, the handler is probably going to be an alien life form in the body, so you probably want to get into, you know, the alien attack page and work with handlers there, because this is alien stuff. This is something that comes into a body, a shapeshifter. So you have the physical body, and then something comes into the body, takes over the body, looks out of the eyes to, you know, and maybe ears to see you and hear you, to track you, okay? And maybe it works for an hour when they see you, and then it leaves that body. So this is alien stuff. The other one is designed typically, you know, the Cursus Exus spells or the Dark Side Practitioner. You know, you're thinking that it's a physical person doing it. No, something comes into the body. This is alien stuff. So, and or artificial intelligence, you say, nothing to do with, you know, the other one. So, yeah, you want to get into the alien page, not a physical person. So back to you.
Okay, that's a very good distinction. Thank you. Okay, and somebody else wants to know, how does one know if they are in a cloned reality?
Well, you can look at the people. You won't have any body energy around. The trees will look dead. Won't have any auras on them. The life force energy. And you may not hang on to memories very long. You know? So do the mind to heart drop. That's your best thing. And then see if you can see things better. So maybe somebody else has a suggestion. I think our show is kind of getting close to the time to you know, let the other show go on. We've got a couple minutes to go, maybe, so we could do that. But yeah, that's what you want to do. Do you have any suggestions for that also, Michelle?
Oh, I'm sorry. For what to do next?
Yeah, cloned reality, what to do, or how to know that you're either cloned out yourself or you're living in a fabricated, you're actually living in the old earth on timeline, some, you know. That's why you want to get into the new earth and do clearing so that you can bridge both realities at once. The now reality where your spirit lives, and the other one will be cloned. So you're going to be there probably most of the time unless you do clearings. So if you're a new listener, you need to clean out the densities out of you, as Jesus taught. And this is your opportunity this time around to do that. It's your free will, free choice. The trouble is the free will, free choice isn't duality. So you want to be in the present moment, in the now, so do the mind and heart drop. Or the Be Here Now clearing on the website. Anything you want to add before we end our video show?
No, that's it. You're right. It is very difficult to tell. I would just say on a general scale that you're always in a cloned reality unless you're on the new earth. But it is very difficult to tell. So just the suggestions that you have, that's it. And we are out of time, so good night, everybody, and we'll see you on Monday, or we'll see you tomorrow for the call.
Okay, so do the mind and heart drop. Here we go, everybody. Let's say this out loud. So I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and we'll do it the short way, 3, 2, 1. If you're a newbie, do it from 10 going down to 1, and do that for about a week or so until you get used to it. Then you can do 3, 2, 1. So here we go. Doing the three times. So 3, 2, 1, 3, 2, 1, and 3, 2, 1. There we go. So you should be able to feel that you have no thoughts. And when you have no thoughts, you know that you're in the present moment and you're off, not activated on the alien timeline of duality. So you're in the present moment. And that's where time is stopped for you. So thank you, everybody. Blessings, and we'll see you later. Bye, everyone.